JFK is Liberia's main hospital. This morning it's brimming with pregnant women, unthinkable not too long ago. Back in July, the hospital had to close temporarily following the deaths of two leading doctors and a pregnant woman.
And she had Ebola, and you can see all the symptoms, red hive, diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, vomited and everything, and she collapsed right here in the maternity area, which is this building. And she was not removed. The body remained here for at least over 48 hours, and that created panic.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Billy C. Johnson was one of the few who stayed to care for JFK's patients. Many health workers refused to work for fear of Ebola. Among the first who came back were JFK's midwives, including Fatmata F. Kane.
Our pregnant mothers were dying on the streets. Some of them were giving birth to different areas. So we thought it wise that we should come back and serve our people.
The midwives motivated other health workers to return, despite the risks from Ebola. The medical staff has to adhere to strict precautions and follows a syndromic management protocol to treat sick patients, meaning without touching them. Health workers ask patients about symptoms and diagnose them accordingly. But it is not all sickness, says midwife Kane.
Sometimes you see women in labor crying whole day. After when the woman gives birth, when you take the baby and show it to the woman, the woman will have a smile. We always bring smiles to people.
In the first 3 weeks after opening its doors, the maternity ward delivered 93 babies, bringing life in a time filled with death. Benno Müchler for VOA News, Monrovia.